Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Ayana. How may I help you?
Yes, Ayana. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. My name is David Flaherty, and I have made an order with Keto Ascend as well as a cleanse, and I had canceled that order the same day I made it. And I have a cancel code number given to me. The reason why I'm calling you is that both the cleanse and the keto arrived at my address today. And I need to know what you want done with these two prescription bottles. You want me to send them back? And if so, I'm worried about what address I send it back to. And if you don't want me to send it back, that's fine too. The only thing I have is a TPX fulfillment service and a P.O. box in Garden Grove, California.
Can you provide me with the zip code, please, sir?
The zip code on Garden Grove is 92842. My San Dimas location in California is different.
You said 92842?
That is your fulfillment service
No, sir, I need
zip
your
code.
postal code, your personal postal code.
91773-4028.
And your first and last name?
David Flaherty.
Mr. Flaherty, can you verify a shipping address for me, please?
1335 Paseo Corrido, San Dimas, California. And
Yes,
it's
sir.
under my name, David
Yes, sir. I
Flaherty.
do see here that you had the Keto Ascend as well as the Keto Ascend Cleanse. I do see here what you did call in to cancel. These products do help with your weight loss as well as speeding up your metabolism. It does say here that your account was canceled. The previous agent that you spoke with did not cancel the shipment, sir. At the moment, we aren't accepting any returns due to COVID, so those products are yours to keep, sir.
All right. Will the cancellation code go through on my credit card?
I'm sorry, sir, your phone went out a little. Could you repeat that for me?
I was given a cancel code. Is that still good for my credit
Yes,
card? Okay. So that will be taken off. The charges will be taken off my credit card, right?
Give me just a second, okay?
Thank you.
I'm still on the line with you here, sir. Hold for just a second.
Yes, I'm holding. While you're there at the bank, you just want to verify that you're able to make withdrawals from the account. No, you gave them the death certificate.
They need to run it through the legal department. We don't have an answer back yet.
They can call.
I know this is like a hot topic for you, but they're only going to do what their policy allows them to do. I'm not going to arm wrestle with them and have them call on me, okay?
No one said about it, calling the cops on you.
You're trying to say, like, I have the authority to do it. I don't.
I'm still on the line. If you hear Sarah, hold for just a second for me.
All right.
Do you want this one in here still or not?
No, they can all be thrown away except for the one on the in the box.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you for holding. I have went ahead and successfully refunded your shipping and handling charges, and they should appear in your account in about 3 to 5 business days. Okay.
Okay. Do I have a cancellation code on what you're doing?
Sir, could you repeat that for me?
Do I have a cancellation code number for what you are doing?
It's the same code that you received previously, sir.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for contacting customer support and have a great day.